Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, do you ever feel like you're stuck? Have you ever watched one of those? A lot of times it'll be found in an old western or a jungle movie where someone steps into what they think is just another part of the path, and they end up bogged into what is called quicksand, where that the texture of it is such that it's not strong enough to hold you up, but it's too strong for you to get out. And it just kind of, the more you struggle, the further down you go. And unless someone throws them a rope, or unless they reach the side and get a branch and pull out, then they are pulled under to their death. This sounds very encouraging, doesn't it? But we do feel that way sometimes. And then it feels like the more we struggle in that situation, it just seems to go down further and further and further. Well, I have good news to bring to you today. And that is that things in the natural that seem impossible, they're not impossible to God. All things are the same to Him. He can find you today in the midst of your trouble, and He can bring you out. I want to read you some scriptures to encourage you. Let's begin with Psalm 18:36. The psalmist says, "You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip." The reference here could be to a place where it's very steep, and it seems like every step could send you to your possible death, because there's not a lot of place for you to put your feet. There's no good footing. And here he says, "But you enlarged my path under me." Well, in the natural, that would seem impossible. But you see these mountain goats, when they're walking around the mountains, it seems like they might as well be on a big football field. They have no problem with it. They go from one to a place to another. And you do you know, because of their ability to do that, they are saved from predators, because they can go where the predators can't go. So it might as well be a broad place. What broadens the path under them? Well, it isn't a literal broadening of their path. They're still on that steep place. But what broadens their path is their ability to negotiate the steep places. And even though you may remain in a circumstance for a length of time, the Lord can broaden the path under you, in that He increases the ability in you by way of the Holy Spirit working through you to be able to negotiate those places, so that what Satan meant for evil, to cause you to fall to your destruction, can be used for your good. Because in that place, the devil can't affect you, because in that place you're totally leaning upon the everlasting arms of Jesus Christ. And when you do that, well, then Satan is already a defeated foe under his foot. Psalm 27:11 says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." And then it goes on to say, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." How does He strengthen your heart? Because you're trusting in Him, and you know that He does not fail. And this began by saying, "Teach me your way and lead me in a smooth path." I won't run into any quicksand. I won't run into any miry pits, terrible places that suck you down to your destruction. Psalms 142:3 says, "When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. In the way in which I walk, they have secretly set a snare for me. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul." You see, in the natural, sometimes it feels like you're in that pit. You're stuck. No one seems to care. And as a matter of fact, it seems like they laid it out there for you to fall into. And then when you do, they seem to glory over it. In the New Living Translation, that says, "For I am overwhelmed, and you alone know the way I should turn. Wherever I go, my enemies have set traps for me. I look for someone to come and help me, but no one gives me a passing thought. No one will help me. No one cares a bit what happens to me. Then I pray to you, O Lord. I say, 'You are my place of refuge. You are all I really want in life. Hear my cry, for I am very low. Rescue me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring me out of prison, so I can thank you. The godly will crowd around me, for you treat me kindly. Now see, that begins off with a person in dire straits, but then they turn to the Lord, and the Lord delivers them to a point where their enemies are amazed and come to see what's going on in their lives. Proverbs 4:18, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. In other words, they're stumbling over stuff and they're never even going to know what's there because there's no light. But we follow the path of the Lord, we walk according to His will, and our path becomes brighter and brighter and brighter. There won't be anything there that can trip you up, because the light of the Lord that is within you will show you before it happens. You know, the Lord tries to warn us so many times. And by trying, I mean that He's speaking to us, but we're not listening. And then we end up in a pit. Well, even if you've ended up in a pit, you know, the Lord will bring you out. But you have to cry to Him and Him alone because of who He is. And then reach for the help that He offers through Jesus Christ. Isaiah 43:15, the Lord says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinguished. They are quenched like a wick. And then He goes on to say, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. A road in the wilderness of your life. Isn't that what you need? You see, the reference before this goes back to when the Egyptians were coming after the people of God that were being led forth by Moses. And the Lord opened up the sea, made a dry path for His people. And then when they walked through, the sea closed in upon the chariots of Egypt and they were destroyed. Don't look at your circumstance and try to, from analyzing your circumstance, determine whether or not you're going to make it, because God is able. There's not one situation that's any more difficult than another to the Lord. But if you're trying to do it in your own ability, you may truly perish. But if you turn it over to the Lord, your will over to Him, you seek Him with your whole heart, He sends you that lifeline that never fails and brings you out and brings you through, and then says, you think that was something? It's nothing compared to what I will do for you. I'll do a new thing for you. I'll make a road in the wilderness of your life. And you see, not only that, then He brings rivers in the desert, so that what was once a wilderness in your life becomes a place of plenty, flowing with milk and honey, because you've depended upon the Lord and because you've trusted on His name. Isaiah 35:3 says, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For the waters shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of jackals, where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. Now listen to this. A highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the Highway of Holiness. The highway of holiness in our lives is truly Jesus Christ, that He becomes a way where there was no way. He becomes the stream in the desert. He becomes the road through the sea. He becomes the bridge over troubled waters in your life. Oh, don't you need that today? I know I do. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank You that when we are overwhelmed, You are not overwhelmed. All things are possible to You. Lord, we can't get ourselves out of these situations, but You can, and we're willing for You to do it through us. Lord, that even in the midst of persecution, in the midst of being stuck in a terrible situation, Lord, You can turn it for our benefit. You can broaden the path under our feet. You can bring us out to victory. Lord, we're not going to wait till we find ourselves in a different circumstance to praise you, because we know that even in the midst of our circumstances, even in the midst of our being stuck, even in the midst of our personal wildernesses, you are there and can bring a path of glory. Lord, we trust you to do it, because we know that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake, so that all your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and in his authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, I want to leave you with Psalms 40, beginning with verse 2. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it in fear, and will trust in the Lord. If that's what you need today, he's there to help you. He'll bring you up out of the miry clay. I'm praying for you.